Enjoy the fun of cycling. Champaign Cycle, 506 South Country Fair Drive, just south of Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
At 7:30, Jeff Bossert starts our half hour with AM 580 News.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois' Transportation Agency will focus on bridge repairs in the next several years, but as Sean Crawford reports, that might come at the expense of building new roads.
Transportation Secretary Milt Cease says with limited resources, he made the decision to emphasize bridge work.
Everybody knows what happened in Minneapolis August 1st of last year. A bridge fell down. It was very tragic with the loss of human life, and that caused every state, including Illinois, to reevaluate their bridges.
C says inspectors determined more than 90% of Illinois bridges are in acceptable condition. Those that fall below that designation have restrictions like weight limits in place. C says motor fuel tax revenue, which pays for road and bridge work, has dropped. He says people are buying less gas because prices are so high. C says most of the remaining money Illinois has available for road work will go toward highway repairs and maintenance rather than road expansions. I'm Sean Crawford.
Road and bridge improvements are slated for a number of areas in central Illinois the next 6 years, including 22 miles of patching and repaving on Interstate 57 from the Coles-Douglas County line to Sadorus Road in Champaign County. About 30 miles of I-72 will be resurfaced from the Macon County line to Mattis Avenue in Champaign. Champaign's County Board heard a consultant's recommendations for a change at the county nursing home last night. And they heard from union officials representing nursing home workers who said the consultant's idea of change would only hurt the nursing home more. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Union members and their supporters who picketed before last night's county board meeting are against the nursing home staff layoffs due to take place next month. And they accuse consultants hired to study nursing home operations of wanting to balance the nursing home budget on workers' backs. Michael Scavato of Management Performance Associates says he's not calling for wage cuts or more layoffs, but he says the nursing home can't get back in the black without changes in union work rules on problems like absenteeism. He says the proof is in other union nursing homes he's worked with.
The biggest supporters of these changes have been the unionized workers, because when you're working short, it affects them most. It doesn't affect the people in the offices. It affects the people that are preparing the food, serving the food, and taking care of the patients. It affects them.
Changes in the union contract and bringing in more private pay residents to offset Medicaid residents are two main recommendations in Scavato's operations audit for the nursing home. Champaign County board members asked plenty of questions about the audit. Chairman Pius Weibel says he's waiting for the full report from Scavato, due in about 2 weeks. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
A $50,000 fine against the Champaign County nursing home has been cut down to a $19,000 settlement. The county board voted last night to approve spending the $19,000 on a mobile health clinic to serve county residents. Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reed says in exchange for the health services, the Illinois Health Facilities Planning Board will drop its $50,000 fine against the county for its handling of problems in the construction of the home. Reed says she doesn't have the final number on legal fees paid to an outside attorney on the case, but she thinks the settlement is still a bargain.
I'm confident that the total cost is going to be less than the $50,000 fine would have been, and more importantly, the county is spending money on county residents by providing health care services to those residents rather than paying a monetary fine to a state agency.
At last night's county board meeting, Chairman Pius Weibel blocked an effort by Republican member Stan James to ask about the legal fees. Weibel said that particular issue was not on the agenda. Meanwhile, Reitz says that despite the settlement, Champaign County officials do not believe they violated any state rules in authorizing last-minute repairs to the nursing home. Illinois Senate Democrats are advancing a plan to save the state billions of dollars in pension debt and free up money for the next state budget, but the idea faces some tough hurdles. A Senate committee voted 6-0 last night to issue $16 billion in pension bonds next year. The money would go toward paying down a massive $42 billion pension debt, and it would free up about $500 million for lawmakers to spend on other important needs. Democrats say it only makes financial sense to reduce long-term pension debt and reduce rapidly escalating pension payments, but Republicans stormed out of the committee before the vote after a heated exchange. They say it's foolish to borrow more money to pay off debt and even more unwise to cut back payments to an already underfunded pension system. The measure now heads to the full Senate. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your Jerry's IGA stores on Kirby Avenue in Champaign and Sullivan, and Maggio's IGA in Tolono. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and with another in-depth look at weather, meteorologist Scott Oltoff joins us from the AM 580 Weather Center. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we have some showers and thunderstorms in the forecast today. A couple of really nice days Saturday and Sunday. Maybe a little more rain on Monday, Memorial Day. And I want to remind people, before you get into the weather picture here, if you have any questions about the weather, if you're going to be traveling or have something planned this holiday weekend, in 15 minutes we'll open the phone line so you can call in and talk to Scott.
That's right. Another good news is we're going to be seeing warmer temperatures move into the Midwest. We only had one.